We'll figure it out.
Welcome to the Fuzzy Glove Hour. Three shows and counting. Until it's no longer called the Fuzzy Glove Hour.
Is there any way at all, and if this is inconvenient, just tell me, is there any way at all to push the marathon back 2 weeks?
No.
To the end of March.
Yeah, you schedule.
Let's say we start the marathon with this work, March 28th.
Nope.
And then it bleeds over into April.
Nope.
So it'd be the 28th of March, and then you can end your marathon on the 9th.
Can't be rescheduled, sorry.
How about this?
So you scheduled yourself to be away during the fundraising marathon.
I'll figure it out. I'll Skype in.
Why are you going to South by Southwest?
I guess for the checks, I guess.
Yeah. Seriously, though, why?
Well, it's a way to see bad movies before anybody else can see them.
Ah! There you go.
If you want to hear lame bands or bad movies, see bad movies, and you want to do it first, like have the inside track, that's where you have to be.
Oh, sounds great.
Yeah. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, too bad it's during the marathon.
Well, it doesn't have to be.
Well,
you can push the marathon back.
It doesn't have to be.
It's not set in stone.
The marathon was scheduled a year ago.
The South by Southwest was scheduled 10 years ago.
But not your trip to South by Southwest. Figure it out, meaning you'll Skype in during the marathon.
We'll figure it out.
Not good.
No. We'll figure it out. Look, if it's important to you, just reschedule.
No can do. Sorry.
How about this? Don't say no. Just think about it. You start the marathon early. 1 week early.
Can't do it. Everything's in place. Can't reschedule it. But just in case the listeners want to get back at Andy, for missing the second week of the marathon, the first week of the marathon.
No. Let's do your little soak.
He'll be here.
Let's do your little soak when I'm not here. Wait. Oh, that won't work.
Yeah. March 9th, 6:15 p.m., the soak. Wednesday, March 9th. I believe 3 weeks from tonight.
Hey, listen, during that second week, will you take pictures so I can see what it's like?
No.
So I can see what I'm missing?
No. Cannot believe you're going to miss the second week.
You kept it a secret. It was like D-Day. It was like the Normandy invasion around here. It's like it was a secret.
You get the emails.
When's the marathon? It's classified. Need to know. It's above your pay grade. Sorry, we can't tell you.
You get the emails that everybody gets.
No one reads those emails.
Yeah.
You're telling me if we call like 10 DJs at random, they'd know when the marathon is?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think so.
They'll all be in Austin with me.
Nobody goes to South by Southwest anymore.
No, it's where all the hippies meet.
Just like in that Doors song? Where all the creatures meet. Sorry.
Wait, who sang, wait, that was South Street. That's the Philadelphia song. Where do all the hippies meet? South Street, you know that song? It's huge in Philly.
Don't know it.
You don't know South Street? Oh my gosh, where do all the hippies meet? South Street,
Who did that song?
I don't know, but I bet they got their start at South by Southwest.
The Naz?
The Naz, was that a Philly band?
No, I don't know.
Maybe one of our grandmas will know.
That's right. Tonight, it's, are we allowed to say what it's called?
Geezer Jeopardy.
Geezer Jeopardy, right.
I am 66 years old. I'm turning 67 next week.
How many grandkids do you have?
Oh, I didn't know there'd be a quiz.
Well, you're turning...
A pop quiz.
You're turning 67 on March 3rd.
That's right.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's the first week of the marathon.
Yeah, I know your birthday.
Yeah. The marathon begins, I believe, March 1st this year.
What's my birthday?
Your birthday?
Mr. March 3rd.
Wait, because you know my birthday, I'm supposed to know, reciprocate?
Yeah. So we're best friends. That's how it works.
No one told me, by the way, that's a condition of being a best friend. I don't know. I can sense this. This is how close I am to you. I sense that you have a queasy stomach. Am I right about that?
You are right about that.
Yeah. There you go. That's what a best friend knows.
All right. Okay. So anyway, tonight's Geezer Jeopardy.
So you've been on me. You've been teasing me. You don't think I know anything about any current celebrities. And it's true. When I was watching the Super Bowl, it occurred to me as I was watching the halftime show.
Yeah.
I will never again in my lifetime, probably never again, recognize a song sung during the Super Bowl halftime. Never. Those days are gone. They've burned through Madonna. They've burned through The Who. They've burned through Springsteen.
The Who?
The Who did it.
Did they?
Yeah, years ago. They've burned through them all. They burned through all the bands I know.
Prince did it.
Prince did it.
Justin Timberlake.
There's now no one I know is left on the list. So I will never recognize another song.
So you didn't know anything that Eminem or Snoop Dogg or...
No, didn't recognize a note.
Dr. Dre.
But I was with my kids. They were in their 30s, and they knew they knew a lot of the songs, and were singing along.
Nice.
Did you know any of the songs?
I didn't watch.
Oh yeah, that's right. I saw there was a list of people that didn't watch the Super Bowl. You were on that list.
Yes.
Yeah, it was 28 people in America.
I was in the Fs.
Yeah.
There were three of us.
Yeah. Anyway, I just don't know, and I don't know if I care to know. Here's an interesting fact about current culture, current musicians.
Yeah.
They suck. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, it's a little secret.
Wow, thanks for filling me in on that.
Sure, that's why I'm here, buddy.
I had no idea. I thought they
December 4th. Is that your birthday?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought I'd get lucky.
Oh, here, I'll give you a hint.
Sure.
Dr. Dre, he was in the Super Bowl halftime show.
Yeah.
Same birthday as me. Little hint for
Which
you.
Which one was Dr. Dre?
He was one of the black people.
Was he one of the posers? Was he the one copying that attitude?
He was the heavy one.
That defiant attitude?
But not the heaviest one.
Yeah.
He was the second heaviest one.
What a fantastic show. Sure had me tapping my foot and singing along.
It was 50 Cent who was the fat one.
I don't know. I don't know who anyone is. But maybe I know more than these other grandparents. We found two grandparents. Grandmas.
Right.
So it's going to be me up against them.
Thanks to listeners Seth and Tom for setting us up with their grandmas.
No, with their moms.
Their moms, right.
I think with their moms.
With their kids' grandmoms.
Right.
So we're going to call Grandma Mary and Nana Loretta.
And then you're going to throw some names at us.
Yep.
And we're going to say, and we're all going to buzz in. If we recognize the name. Oh, I won't know any of these.
No, you're not going to know anybody.
Wait, is there anyone at all?
Well, there's two people on the list who I've already mentioned to you, and you did kind of know something about them, but here's the thing. Now you're saying that it's not enough to say...
I think you have to be able to list a credit. You can't just say they're a singer.
Right.
Because
every singer is also a movie star.
And you can't just say whether or not they're lousy, because the assumption is they're lousy.
Right.
Here's a question. On a typical year now at Saturday Night Live, what percentage of the hosts do you recognize?
I don't even know. I don't pay any attention to SNL. Sorry.
For me, it's like, I guess I'm batting...
50? 50%?
Maybe I'm batting 300 now.
Yeah. Wow. Only one out of three.
Yeah. It's not good.
Not like the old days.
Well, you know what goes first is your musical references.
Uh-huh.
They go first.
Okay.
Then the actors.
Right.
Then the actresses.
Right. Then your bladder control.
Then the bladder control. Then you're wearing the big old diapers.
Yep.
I know Scarlett Johansson.
Very good.
Is she on your list?
Nope. Too old.
Could you put her on the list?
No, she's yesterday's news. Sorry.
Hey, take that back.
Are you still warehousing adult diapers in your garage?
I'm, yeah. Come
with,
the...
With the gasoline?
Come the cleansing, the big cleansing. Everyone's going to be my friend. I'm going to have the market corners.
You have a lot
of adult diapers.
A lot of cool stuff in that garage of yours.
Yeah.
All right. So should we call Grandma Mary and get this party started?
And then who's the other grandma?
Nana Loretta.
I believe it's Nana.
Nana. Sorry. What do I know?
Well, I don't know. We'll have to ask her.
Bubby Loretta.
Nana. Okay, so wait. So Grandma Mary.
Grandma Mary.
Okay, and then Nana.
Nana Loretta.
Okay, and what are they playing for?
They're playing for T-shirts for their favorite grandchild.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah.
Grandma Mary and Nana Loretta.
Yep.
My kid's married younger than average. So
this is Grandma. Grandma Mary. We're
calling. We'll say hello. I told her 10 after 7. 10 after 6.
Hello.
Hi, Mary. This is Andy again. We spoke earlier.
Yeah. Hi, Andy.
Hi. I'm on the air with my patsy, Ken Friedman.
Hi, Mary.
Hi.
And we're ready to play that game. We're going to be joined, Mary, by another grandmother. Should we get her on the phone now, or should
sure.
we?
Sure. Well, okay. Mary, how many grandkids do you have?
So I have 5 grandkids.
Wow.
Okay.
Andy, how many grandkids do you have?
I have 7 and counting. It's not. Oh, we're not
nice.
Done yet. Mary, how cute are your grandkids from 1 to 10?
Oh.
10 is the cutest.
10 is the cutest.
Yeah.
At 15.
Well,
is that an average?
Yeah.
Averaging all of
that's
them?
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Damn.
They're pretty cute. They're how
about,
all pretty
how
cute.
About you, Andy? What's your average?
7.
7?
Yeah.
Out of 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not my it's not my fault. You can't blame me. I'm a 10.
Yeah, no, I
so
got it.
So genetically, it's not on me.
Right.
Oh, damn it. No, but I'm I love them.
Obviously not your kid's fault either.
Yeah.
So it's
damn.
It's your kid's spouse.
I do get a little resentful when I hear about the 15.
Yeah.
But I'm sure they're wonderful. Now, do they live near you? Or do you see them as often as you want? No, you never do, right?
You never do.
Yeah.
They all except for one. We're in Ohio, and we have one that lives in Virginia.
Okay.
So yeah.
You'll see her for you'll see it for Christmas and holidays, I guess. And
yeah, actually, yes. And I actually will be seeing her this weekend. So.
Oh, there you go. Nothing sweeter.
Yeah.
Nothing sweeter than when they're all around the table. Am I right?
Oh, absolutely.
Nothing sweeter. Okay, so.
Even when they're just 7s?
Well, you're right. It's a little, it's bittersweet. It's bittersweet.
Okay.
Especially now that I know that Mary's brood
are
out there.
Yeah, I don't have any, so I don't know.
Yeah, well, we'll see what yours are. You never know. It's a crapshoot.
I know. I wish I could get insurance.
You never know. Okay, well, let's meet. We have another grandmother. Her name is Loretta. Let's meet her. We're going to put you on hold, Mary.
And this is listener Tom who set us up with Nana Loretta.
I don't know if it's his grandma or his ma.
Hello.
Hi, Loretta. This is Andy. We spoke earlier.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. I'm doing even better than I was doing this afternoon.
Oh, why? What happened this afternoon?
I took care of business. That's all we can say. Hey, I want to introduce you to my third best friend, Ken Friedman.
Hi, Loretta.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
Now, Loretta, was it your son or your grandson that suggested we call?
My son.
Oh,
my son,
God
Tom.
Bless him. Oh, Tom. Well, you can't get mad at me then. This is all Tom's fault.
Oh.
And
okay.
And how many?
It'll be fun.
Oh, it'll be great. How many grandkids do you have?
I have 3.
Perfect.
And they're all perfect and wonderful.
Oh. Mine
so they're all 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
You'd rate them 10 out of 10?
No, 11 out of 10.
Whoa.
Well, 11.
11.
So we have some overachievers here.
Because Grandma Mary rated her kids 15 out of 10.
Yeah.
Oh.
But Grandma Mary has one kid that's off the charts. That's like 30.
Right.
And the others are more average.
Yeah.
Now, Loretta, do they live near you? Do you see them as often as you'd like?
Well, Francis lives in Minneapolis.
Okay.
My son Tom and my other son John lives out there. And Dennis, who has Emily and Ethan. Emily is a teacher and an artist and photographer.
Perfect.
Down in Virginia. And
okay.
Ethan is a musician, and he's graduating this year from Berklee College of Music in Boston. He has a band. He's they're all very talented.
Well, you can plug his band. Do you happen to know the name of his band?
Oh, yes. He's in a band called Eudora.
Eudora,
and,
okay.
You can find him on YouTube.
Well, if they're not very talented, maybe we'll play them here on WFMU.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, but we'll see. We'll see. We'll check him out for sure.
All right.
Does Eudora have an album called The Get Up Kids?
You know what? I don't know.
How would she know that? Ken, how would she know the name of the album? What the hell are you thinking? You know what, Loretta?
He just posted one last night on YouTube.
He's
a cover for Paul Simon.
He's saying a cover of a Paul Simon song. And he passed the YouTube audition. That's very impressive.
Oh, I know. That is very impressive.
They don't let everybody on YouTube, do you know, Loretta? That's very impressive.
Okay, so here's how the game is going to work, Mary and Loretta and Andy. I am going to announce the name of a current celebrity.
Okay.
And then if any of the three of you can name a credit for that person.
You have to say what they do, like that person is a singer, and then name a song that they sang.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Or if that person is an actor, you have to name a show or a movie that they might have appeared in.
And to get a point, you have to get a credit, right? You have to
name what they do and then give a credit. And but if you're wrong, I guess you lose a point.
Oh, okay.
Correct.
Okay, and I guess if you want to buzz in, you just say, we'll just be polite and say, excuse me. That would be a polite way to buzz in, right?
Very well.
Excuse me.
Yeah. That's
hello?
Good.
Hello?
I thought, excuse me.
Did you like that?
What, hello or excuse me?
Well, either one. What do you care? You're going to ignore a hello?
So okay. Can they say Mary's, she's another grandmother, right?
Oh, I'm sorry. Mary, I want you to meet Loretta.
Hi, Loretta.
Hi, Mary. Nice to meet you.
Oh, this is great. We should have parents of listeners on more often. This is really sweet. And you know, your boys are listening. And you know, ladies, the show is archived, and it'll always be on the internet. So you can say to people, you can say to your friends, "Hello, you've heard of the internet? I'm on it. You're on the internet." So that's kind of exciting.
Mm-hmm. That is exciting.
And you'll be on forever and ever. When your grandkids are older, they'll be able to listen. They'll be so proud.
Oh, that's sweet.
Perfect.
Yeah, perfect.
All right, so are we ready for round one?
My kids don't listen.
Yep.
Do your kids listen to your show?
Yeah, they do.
Do they?
Yeah.
They listen to this show?
Yep.
Why?
They like it.
No, why?
No, seriously, they like it.
Okay, I'm trying to talk. I'm trying to have a serious conversation with you. You make them?
I think.
You threaten them?
I've heard that your kid Josh listens to this show.
I guess Josh occasionally does.
That's the word on the street.
Sometimes when my kids come back from like a 10-hour trip, they say, hey, that's when they say, hey, we listen to your show. You know, hour eight. Hour eight is when it gets to them. They might as well listen to Dad.
Okay, we're ready for our first celebrity. And Andy and Mary and Loretta, if you know who the person is.
We'll say excuse me.
Just say excuse me.
Okay.
We're ready.
Ready.
Wait, I do have to hit pause for 1 second.
Yeah.
Ken, you've compiled this list.
Yes.
How many of this list did you yourself know and could list a credit for? Everyone on the list?
No.
Oh,
actually,
no. Then
no.
We're doomed.
Yeah, you're doomed.
We're doomed as doomed can be.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Oh, this is great. Oh, we have Jeopardy music.
The first celebrity.
Oh, no.
Is named Billie Eilish.
Oh, that's the girl with the green hair. And, oh, boy.
Loretta nails it.
I don't know the name of a song that she sings. I know it's like, it's very,
I think.
The word kind of static, but I don't know the name of the song.
I'm going to give it to Loretta. She got her hair color.
She did?
Yeah.
Well, that's all you need. Okay, I'm gonna take a shot at hair color from now on.
There you go.
Okay.
All right, the score is Loretta 1.
And is Billie Eilish an artist that has played on WFMU?
A little bit, yeah.
Are you a fan of Billie Eilish?
I am.
Oh, yeah. I can only imagine.
Not a huge fan.
And do we get extra points if we know whether or not they're lousy?
No.
I think we should. I call lousy.
I agree.
Yeah, I agree. Why don't they? Here's a question I'm going to ask Loretta and Mary, because we all love the old songs. Why don't people write old songs anymore?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Some people do. You just don't hear them on mainstream.
If I was a songwriter, I'd be writing only old songs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Kenny, who's next on your list?
All right, Andy.
Yeah.
This is somebody who you might know. I've brought this name up to you before.
Okay, Scarlett Johansson?
No.
Is it Scarlett Johansson?
The name of our second celebrity.
Yeah.
Is Kanye West.
Well, Kanye West. Well, he's a
Wait. Mary or Loretta, I think. Mary, did you buzz in there?
I did.
Go ahead, Mary.
Yes, she did.
Yeah.
Okay. Kanye West. He's a singer, producer.
Good.
He was married to Kim Kardashian.
Very good. Still is.
A song.
We don't have a hair color yet. Hair color, I guess, is dark. Is black, I guess, right?
Yes. And
Do you get extra points if you know whether he's nuts, Ken?
Yeah.
I believe he's nuts.
Okay,
that's true.
And he produced, a couple years ago, a big gospel album, but I don't remember the name of it.
Good enough. Mary gets the point. And since Andy knows that he's nuts.
Well, I know he's nuts just from sitting in comedy writing rooms. Because he's a punchline to every other joke.
All right, I'm going to give you half a point, Andy.
Really?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't feel like I earned it.
That might be your only half point to the
whole thing. And he was married to one of the Kardashian ladies.
Kim Kardashian, yeah.
He still is.
He is?
Yep.
Yeah.
They are still married?
They are still married.
Oh, God bless those kids.
They're officially, yeah.
They're separated.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Oh, my hearts go out to them.
He's trying to get back together with her.
Oh, God bless them. God bless them. I hope it works out.
You know what he did for Valentine's Day?
I don't know. Do you know?
I do know.
Well, how do you know? How do you know that?
I don't know.
God, we have bad celebrities.
He sent her a truck of red roses.
Did he?
An entire truck.
That's obscene.
Why is it obscene?
I'd sell the truck. That truck would be on eBay within 2 hours.
Okay.
That is obscene. Man, we have the worst celebrities on earth. We got to get some better celebrities. You know what I wish was in that truck? Better celebrities. Am I right,
sounds
ladies?
Good.
All right, we're going to probably be getting...
What happened to Audrey Hepburn? Those celebrities.
Oh,
Gregory Peck.
Yeah.
They're dead.
Real celebrities.
They're dead.
Yeah, that's the only thing. That's the only
you
mark against
them. You should have a dead
celebrity
quiz.
Well, that I'd actually have a chance.
Yeah, we could do. We could have youngsters on for a dead celebrity quiz.
Yeah, that'll teach them. Hey, why don't you do that the second week of the marathon?
Oh, the week that you're missing?
I'm not missing. I'll be Skyping it in.
Okay, here is...
What time is our show in Texas?
Texas is,
it's an hour earlier.
An hour earlier, so it's 5 p.m.
Okay.
And our third celebrity...
I'll do what I can.
Here on Giza...
If I can't make it, I'll have the concierge cover the show.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Hey, yeah, remember when I was at South by Southwest?
No.
Yes, I was at South by Southwest.
Yeah, we did a show. Wait, you were phoning it in?
And we did a show. I phoned it in. And you called the concierge on me.
I did?
And said that I was crying and screaming in my room.
Yeah, I was worried about you.
Yeah. And they came. They came by my room.
Good. I was worried about you.
To check up. I wasn't crying.
No, not out loud. But I could tell when you're screaming in your head. I could tell when you're upset.
Very well.
You're welcome.
I'll do the same thing to you.
Saved your life.
It'll be our South by Southwest tradition. All right. Our third celebrity goes by the name The Weeknd.
Oh. Wait, he's a singer.
Yeah.
He's a singer. Wait, hold on. He did the halftime show at the Super Bowl the year before this one, a year ago.
Did he really?
Yeah. Oh, and I know. Oh,
the point.
And I do remember this, and I don't know if you'll give me a point for this. He sucks. Is that worth a point?
I'll give you a point for the Super Bowl if he really did the Super Bowl.
No, he did the
last
Super Bowl
last year. You're saying that he did the Super Bowl.
I believe the COVID Super Bowl he did the year before this.
Well,
one.
This was the third COVID Super Bowl.
Well, but this was COVID. Real. This was.
So you're talking about 2020 or 2021?
I believe last year. I believe 12 months ago. But it's. What are you going to check on that?
No, I can't check. I'll give you the point. Oh, good Lord. This means that Andy's in the lead with
Wait, you're giving me a point for that?
Yep.
But I can't name a single song he did.
It's close enough. You knew he was a singer and you knew he performed at the Super Bowl.
I do remember he had all the moves. He had great moves.
Well, he's Canadian.
Is he?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah. Those Canadians, they have the moves.
What a stupid name. God, we have bad celebrities. I'm embarrassed about our crop of celebrities.
Well, that's not his real name, you know.
Well, I know. But what a phony, what a bad phony name.
But that was part of his allure at the beginning. Nobody knew what his real name was.
Really? That's what made him mysterious?
The Weeknd, yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, God. It's just so embarrassing.
Well, you could try cashing in on that, too. You could rename yourself the 3-Day Weeknd.
Yeah. Do you remember, and this is maybe before your time, remember when talent was an important factor?
No.
In whether or not you were famous?
I don't remember that. You're a couple of years older than me.
Damn, we have bad celebrities.
Okay, the score is Loretta 1, Mary 1, Andy 1.5.
I like Tom Hanks. I like George Clooney. He's a real movie star.
Yeah, they're yesterday's.
Yeah, I like
news.
George Clooney.
I like Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt's very funny.
Is he funny?
Yeah, he really is.
Really?
Oh, the Coen brothers now. They use him all the time. He's so funny. Hmm. So we have some good celebrities.
Okay.
Ask me about Brad Pitt.
He's too old. We're trying to do celebrities from the last 5 years. People who have broken out in the last 5 years.
Okay.
Or thereabouts.
Yeah.
Okay, are you ready for number 3? Number 4. All right, celebrity number 4 is named Rihanna.
Oh, I know Rihanna.
Who's this, Loretta?
Loretta, yeah. Oh, okay. Excuse me, yeah.
Go ahead, Loretta.
I'm pregnant right now. I can't name a song. I know her music, but I can't name
Here's all I know. I know this about her. She's not a virgin.
Well.
Well,
she's with child.
Loretta just said she was pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's pregnant.
Yeah.
All right.
She's pregnant.
That is correct, and that puts Loretta
Wait, Rihanna, hold on. But you have to know a little more than that.
She knows she's pregnant. That's pretty big. That's pretty current. She's only pregnant for 9 months.
Loretta, how did you know she was pregnant?
Oh, I was watching Entertainment Tonight the other night.
That is not fair. You're not allowed to watch Entertainment Tonight.
She's allowed to watch
Entertainment.
Wait, she was with her boyfriend?
Yeah. She was with her boyfriend.
Well, her husband must be furious.
I don't think her husband knows about the boyfriend.
She's from some island. I forget what island. She's
very good.
Isn't she from, she's like somewhere in the Bahamas.
Close.
She's
from Barbados.
Barbados.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, did you know this, or was this just part of your little Wikipedia research?
No, I knew about, I do play Rihanna.
You play her on the radio?
Yes, there's a song I really like by her.
And you broadcast it out over the air?
Yep.
And you hope to make money when? When is this marathon?
I haven't played the Rihanna song in a really long time.
That doesn't matter. People will remember that stuff, Ken.
Plus, we made a...
They hold that against you. People remember, Ken.
FMU had a billboard, and we put Rihanna on the billboard.
You did?
Yeah, remember it said Rihanna, Bieber, Manson.
Oh, yeah. Charles Manson.
Yeah.
And she actually did a song with Kanye and Paul McCartney.
What?
Yeah.
You know, there was a member of the Beatles named Paul McCartney.
Yep.
Oh, that's the same guy? Oh, same one. I can name all the Beatles.
No, you can't.
Well, if you're not off the top of my head.
Well,
I can name all the Beatles and one Kinks. So that's even better than all the Beatles.
Go ahead.
John, Paul, George, Ringo, Ray.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
That's right. So it's better. A lot of people can name the Beatles. I take it one step further.
All right, Loretta's in the lead with 2 points.
Oh, man, our celebrities stink. Hey, listen, can I just hit pause for a second and say a couple things to my friend Ken?
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Ken.
Thank you.
Happy birthday on Friday.
How did you find out it was my birthday? Oh, you looked up Dr. Dre's birthday.
No, because I married well. Bethy texted me.
Dr. Dre, wasn't he in the halftime show on Sunday?
Yes, very good.
He was.
Wait, was he the one who was very lousy, or was he the one that was just lousy?
Oh, I thought some of them were good.
Oh, for the love of God, who do we have here? You're no grandma.
I like Eminem.
You like Eminem?
Yep.
You know, I do too.
Well, what the hell?
Yeah, you like Eminem, Andy?
No.
Eminem kind of rates as oldies these days.
He does?
Yeah.
He's lousy.
He's been around, for 20 years.
Oh, he was the one. Yeah, okay. He did sing.
He's the one who took a knee. He's the guy who took a knee.
He's stupid. That's my theory about Eminem.
Probably true.
Well, Snoop Dogg's pretty old, too.
I actually had lunch with Eminem.
You did?
Yeah.
Tell us about
what dinner? Well, it was a late lunch or dinner.
Tell us about your lunch with Eminem.
He was doing SNL, and everyone eats communally at the table.
Yeah,
and he was at the table.
Okay,
between dress and air, there was a meal,
and you were at the table eating with Eminem.
Yeah,
did you two converse at all?
No memory of it.
No,
no memory of it. I think I said something like "You're stupid."
And how did he respond to
that? Oh, he hated. He kind of threw him for a loop. He was talking. I just interrupted him. Sorry to interrupt, I said. That's stupid.
What was he saying that was so stupid?
Something really stupid. Those guys, they're all just posers. Watch me cop this attitude. Watch me try to impress everyone at the table.
Okay, we're playing Geezer Jeopardy with Andy and Mary and Loretta.
I think it was Eminem.
Oh, you're not even sure.
Might have been Bill Hader.
Well, Bill Hader was a cast member.
Yeah. It was one of those two guys.
So wouldn't you know the difference between Eminem and Bill Hader?
I'm not like an aficionado.
Eminem's a rapper.
Yeah.
A dope rapper.
Yeah. What's a dope rapper mean?
A good rapper. That's from his movie 8 Mile.
Oh, yeah. 8 Mile. I've seen 8 Mile.
Yeah. Brittany Murphy says, "I heard you're a dope rapper."
Yeah.
Sorry. Quoting 8 Mile.
Yeah.
That's really sad. Okay. All right, we're ready for our next round.
My aspiration, my goal in life, to be a dope DJ.
It's too late.
Is it?
Yeah. Okay. Our next mystery celebrity is Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa, I love her.
Oh,
oh come
that?
On.
Is that Loretta?
We have some ringers here.
Is that Loretta or Mary?
Mary.
All right, Mary.
Dua Lipa
She has to know something about Dua Lipa.
Okay. What's the song that I love?
Oh, my God. Who are these women?
What's the name of the song I love? I like her songs. Okay, so she's a singer.
Right. Oh. Can you tell me where she's from?
Oh, where is she from? Is she? Oh my goodness! She's from the UK.
Yes.
There you go. All right.
That's good.
Actually, and I just heard she's starting a podcast. Actually,
she's starting a podcast.
Yeah, I just heard that.
Wait, these two women are pretty well informed. They're pretty well connected.
Yeah.
Like to know someone starting a podcast, although that's an easy assumption. You know, I met someone about 3 weeks ago who did not have a podcast.
Get out of here.
Well, he has one now.
No way.
No, I mean, but at the time, he didn't have a podcast.
You knew him when he didn't have a podcast?
Yeah.
Jeez.
He was the man without a podcast.
Wow.
Kind of his claim to fame.
Oh, my God. Is that what his podcast is about?
Yeah, now it is.
About not having a podcast?
About being the last, it's called the last podcast. So who's this woman?
Dua Lipa.
Do you know her, Ken? Have you played her on the air?
I have not, but other people have.
And I think Loretta is her song called "Levitating"?
What?
You know?
They're naming songs.
Lip song.
These are ringers. These are a couple of hipsters.
No,
I couldn't hear what
they're
she
grandmas.
Said.
Grandmas.
She's saying is the woman's song called "Levitating"?
Levitating.
I am not sure.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
You know, it's funny. You listen to
the name of her song.
Yes, that is the name.
You listen to them and like the song, and then you don't remember the name of it.
That is the name of one of her songs, "Levitating." So Mary gets the point. So the score now is Loretta 2, Mary 2, Andy bringing up the rear.
When Frank Sinatra sang "Chicago"
with 1.5,
"Chicago," that town, you remembered the name of the song.
Well, Mary. Remember the name of Dua Lipa's song, "Levitating."
Man.
Andy, it was one of the most commercially successful female songs in 2020.
Was it any good at all?
Yes.
No.
It was good.
It was lousy. Oh, okay. What's the score? What's the score there, Kenny?
Loretta 2, Mary 2, you 1.5.
Boy, these grandmas are on fire. These grandmas are dope. They're dope grandmas.
Oh, I didn't do that one. Okay, here we go.
Hey, grandmas. Hey, Mary and Loretta, do you know what goat means if somebody's a goat?
Greatest of all time.
There you go.
Yeah, right. Okay, I knew that. That's the one thing I knew. That's the one card I had up my sleeve.
When did you learn what goat stood for?
This afternoon.
Yeah.
Cramming for this show.
Okay, we're ready for our next mystery celebrity. And her name is Adele.
Oh, I know Adele. Excuse me.
Loretta? Wait a minute. Ding. Excuse me. I know Adele.
I believe Loretta buzzed in first.
Yeah, she's saying hello. And then she has a new one out called Easy on Me.
Wait, hold on. I can't name all her songs. But she was, she's from England and she sings these confessional songs. And, oh, wait. And then she just canceled a show. Somewhere, somewhere she canceled some kind of a series of shows in Vegas.
Vegas show.
I saw that.
I'm a fan of Adele, so that was easy for me.
Loretta gets the point.
Oh, your name? Okay, because she's a fan.
Well, that puts Loretta in the lead.
All right.
Fine.
What do I win? Do I win a trip somewhere? Or?
You win a T-shirt for your favorite grandson. So you're gonna have to choose.
Or
granddaughter.
Granddaughter doesn't have to be the grandson.
We can't ship you out more than one.
Doesn't have to.
The granddaughter's the oldest, so
it doesn't have. It doesn't matter whether.
Why don't you get a large one and then they can all share it as they grow into it?
I mean, the gender honestly doesn't matter, but they have to be your favorite.
Okay.
Yeah,
they're all my favorite.
You can only choose one.
That makes
one.
It hard.
There can only be one favorite grandchild.
So you have to be honest. For once in your life, Loretta.
How many grandkids does Mary have?
Mary has 5.
Oh wow.
And I believe they averaged 15 out of 10.
I have 7.
So far.
But that's the average.
So far. That's right. There are more, maybe more on the way.
That's the average. Maybe, they didn't. They're not all 15s, clearly.
And I have my 7. And here's, get this, Mary. Get this, Loretta. They all live pretty close to me. So I'm super.
Oh, you're fortunate. That's
very
awesome.
I'm very blessed. Yeah.
Yes.
I know. It's a blessing and a curse.
That's more of a blessing, I would think.
Well, you haven't met him.
Okay.
You're missing someone in your quiz. You know that. I'm not going to tell you who, but...
Oh, you mean there's a current celebrity? See, now, Adele, that's a pretty famous name. I thought you'd dig mm-hmm. a little deeper.
Well, no, I'm trying to go for major celebrities.
Okay.
No, I'm not, you know, it'd be no contest if,
okay, give
if
me
I
a chance.
Picking...
Give me a chance here.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah, Graham Nash. Is your next celebrity Graham Nash?
No.
Oh, okay.
Our next celebrity is Lil Nas X.
Oh, he...
I know the name.
Excuse me. he's the one on the horse. He's a singer. He's from Texas, and he sings that Western song.
Right! Who's this? Is this Loretta?
Yeah.
Right, he sings that Western, country Western rap song.
Yes.
Oh, for the love of God.
Old Town Road.
Old Town Road, yeah.
Maybe that's first prize. Maybe first prize is you never have to listen to the country western rap song.
No, actually, it's pretty good.
You've heard it.
Oh, for the guys. We have these two hipster grandmas. I can't compete.
You've heard it, Anne.
Where did you find these grandmas?
You should have interviewed us more than you would have.
Yeah, we should have. Yeah, maybe. We should have filtered it out. Yeah.
From Seth and from
and
Tom.
And from Tom, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Seth and Tom. For hooking us up with your moms.
Yeah.
All right. Ready for the next one? Andy, you could come from behind. Well, let's see here. It's 1, 2, 3. Loretta's in the lead with 4.
Yeah.
Mary's in second with 2. And at a distant third, it's Andy with 1.5. And he only got a half point there because he knew that Kanye was crazy.
I wonder how my mom would have done. Well, toward the end, she had dementia, so it would have been... Would have been a longer show. It would have seemed quite long.
Yeah. I don't know if that really would have worked.
No.
Do you want to do that sometime?
Get women with dementia? Yeah, I could take them on. Give me a shot. Put me in, coach.
Yeah, we could do a
Dementia Jeopardy.
We could do a part two.
Yeah, Dementia Jeopardy. Yeah. What is your name? That'll be the first question. Where are you?
Okay, our next celebrity is named A$AP Rocky.
What?
A$AP Rocky. And so, can I give you a hint?
In lieu of talent, these guys just come up with memorable little names.
I'll give you a hint.
I don't want a hint.
A$AP Rocky is the significant other
of
one of tonight's earlier celebrities.
Rihanna.
Very good! Well, who is that?
No, wait, hold on. That can't be worth anything.
Loretta.
She's just regurgitating a female name she heard.
No, she knew that A$AP Rocky was...
She didn't know. That was completely...
He's the father of Rihanna's baby.
There you go!
No, he can't be.
Why not?
Because you said they were significant others. You didn't say husband.
Boyfriend.
No.
Yeah.
It's not husband.
So they can't be. He can't be the father.
Of course he can be the father.
What are you talking about?
They don't have to be married to have a baby together.
What the hell are you talking about? You should hear yourself sometimes.
I'm talking about extramarital sex. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, we're going there, are we? Okay, I didn't know that was possible. Okay.
I'm going to give half a point to Loretta. So Loretta has 4.5 points.
Oh,
Mary has 2 points. And Andy has 1.5 points. And
what was my 1.5 points for?
The Weeknd.
Yeah, I knew The Weeknd.
You knew that The Weeknd. Now, we're not even sure if this is true, but you claimed that The Weeknd performed at the Super Bowl last year.
I believe it's a fact that's easily verifiable.
Well, I don't have
to dig too deep.
I can't verify it. All right. No, you're right. I should verify it.
No.
No, you're absolutely right.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter. It matters a lot. Okay. Super Bowl.
Just look for halftime.
Yeah, I'm not seeing anything on his Wikipedia.
Oh, page. Just look for the word halftime.
Oh, okay, you're right. There he is. 2021. He did the halftime show. Okay.
It was not good.
No, she gets a point for that. She remembers it well enough.
Yeah, it was not good.
Yeah, not good.
Is this Mary?
Yes.
Mary gets a point.
Mary's absolutely right.
Okay. For knowing that The Weeknd
I can verify that.
Good.
That might be also on the Wikipedia page. That's how bad it was. He did a disappointing.
Really
yeah.
Okay, so to recap here on Geezer Jeopardy, 1, 2, 3, 4. Loretta's in the lead with
four. What if I pull into the driveway tonight when I get home and The Weeknd standing there?
You've got a lot to apologize
yeah.
for.
Yeah, hey, I heard I caught the show, he'd say. sorry my show, halftime show disappointed you.
Well, here, you can say this.
Yeah.
Love your second mixtape.
Really? Is that what I should say?
Yeah. That shows you as a real fan.
I believe what I'll be saying is, I don't know why Ken Friedman said that. I don't know what Ken Friedman was thinking.
So Loretta's got 4.5 points. Mary's got 3. Andy's got 1.5. And he only got a half point because he knew Kanye was crazy.
Yeah. A pity half point.
All right. Here we go. It's time for our next celebrity on Geezer Jeopardy. And our next celebrity is Doja Cat.
What the?
Doja Cat.
Doja Cat.
Doja Cat is a singer.
And who's this? Is this Mary or Loretta?
This is Mary.
Mary, yeah. Okay.
I believe her birth name was Shirley MacLaine. Is it Shirley MacLaine?
No. No. Mary, you know anything else about Doja Cat?
Doja
Cat. I believe she is another singer from the UK. Maybe.
How did that, Mary, I'm so impressed with you.
I don't think Doja Cat's from the UK.
No, she's not from the UK.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't think so.
I don't know.
But Mary knew she was from somewhere.
No,
that's got to be worth something.
Not from the UK.
Okay.
Okay.
But Mary knows... Is that enough for half? Well, no.
I'm going to give Mary half a
point. Why? Why?
Because she knew she was
tough.
A singer.
You're not doing Mary any favors. Mary has to earn. Mary would rather earn the point she gets. Am I right, Mary? You don't want to take that point from Ken.
No, I think Mary wants the point.
All right.
I'm going to give Mary half a point.
I'll take half a point.
Half a point.
Because I couldn't remember the name of the song.
Yeah.
Andy, you would like Doja Cat.
I don't think so.
I believe you would. Her first breakout song was called So High.
Yeah. Did it have, what's that word, a melody?
It did.
It did?
Yes. And then she had a novelty song about a cow.
Thanks.
Called Moo.
Thanks. Yeah.
Is she hip hop?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I might be able to get through my life without ever hearing Moo. I think I'm going to try. That's my new goal.
Hey,
it's
Beth,
always good to have a goal.
Note to Beth, download Moo by Doja Cat so that Weekend can play it on his boombox when Andy pulls up in the driveway tonight. Okay, here we go. The score now is...
Hey, if Weekend's listening, you know I'm just kidding. You know I just cop this character, this attitude. I love you, brother. Weekend's the greatest.
I don't think he's going to buy that.
I don't think he will either.
No, I'm in good shape. I just called him brother. We're okay.
Let me see if I have any more. Oh, yeah, I got a couple more here.
Oh, dear God.
Okay.
So this is the tiebreaker. We're all tied at 4.
No. Loretta's winning with 4.5. Mary's in second with 3.5. Mary's catching up. And Andy,
all right, I better get on the... Start speeding up there.
Your grandkids are listening.
Andy's a distant third at 1.5.
Okay.
And we have another 5 minutes to play.
Okay.
All right.
And our next celebrity is Nicki Minaj.
Ooh.
Minaj.
Nicki Minaj.
Yes. She's a singer.
And who's this? Is this Mary or Loretta?
This is Mary.
Okay. She's a singer.
Really good friends with Ellen, too. Ellen DeGeneres.
Uh-huh.
Wait, is that fair that they watch Ellen DeGeneres? That's almost like cheating.
No, I think that counts.
Gay. Ellen DeGeneres is gay.
Well, we're not talking about Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, sorry. I got all excited. I recognize the name.
Nicki Minaj.
Excuse me.
Nicki Minaj.
And can you, Mary, can you tell me the name of a song or anything or where she's from or anything like that?
I think she's American, but she does have this weird, her dialect like flips to.
Yeah, she has this affectation. I know this. She's not from my hometown of Madison, New Jersey, because I would have heard it mentioned.
Okay, we're going to give Mary half a point.
Oh, for the love of God!
She's Trinidadian American.
Okay.
And Andy, you know her song. Super Bass.
We all agree we need a better crop of celebrities. We should just discard this entire crop. Drive them off some cliff and just start over. We just got to grow ourselves some better celebrities. And talent should be a prerequisite.
Oh, now you want our celebrities to be talented.
Yes, please.
Upping the ante. Okay, our next...
What do you think's happened? What do you think's happened to the culture? What's wrong with these singers and songwriters? Their standards are so low.
Well, you're just too old.
No, I disagree.
You're too old for them.
I disagree. And look, in 50 years on, we're listening to the Beatles, right? We're listening to the Rolling Stones. In 50 years on, is anybody going to be listening to these people that you're mentioning?
We're going to be listening to Moo by Doja Cat in 50 years, unless somebody comes out with a better novelty song about a cow.
That's the end of the world. That's it. It's over. It's the cleansing. I'm glad we won't be here. Am I right, Loretta and Mary? Am I right? 50 years?
I think the young people like all these, funny names and hip-hop. And
yeah, they're stupid.
Just, we're just older and,
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think you're partially right. Will they be classics, though? I don't know.
Really? You don't know? Okay. Really?
Here we go.
I don't know.
Another celebrity.
If you don't know, I can answer the question for you, Loretta. The answer is no.
Our next celebrity.
We haven't mentioned a classic song tonight.
Our next celebrity is Moo.
Yeah.
What about Moo?
Yeah. It's only a classic song when you're in this building, WFMU.
Old Town Road, that's a classic song.
Yeah.
Our next celebrity is Kylie Jenner.
Kylie Jenner.
Daughter of Bruce and Kris Jenner.
Very good. Is this Loretta?
Wait, is she the one that had this?
It is Mary. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Wow.
She had. Did she have the sex change?
No.
No.
Yeah.
That was the father.
That's the dad.
That's her.
Oh, that's her dad.
Her mom. Her mom. Thank you.
Kris Jenner.
Get the pronouns right.
Oh, her mom. I'm sorry. Now her mom.
Well, okay.
Also, Kylie Jenner must be a. Is she an athlete? No, she plays. She's a musician.
Kylie Jenner, like one of the was like the youngest billionaire or something from her.
Makeup.
Sounds right.
That sounds right to you.
Sounds right. She's
that sounds right to you.
She's the second most popular person on Instagram.
She is.
Yep.
Yeah.
And what is her talent?
Being famous.
Oh man, that's a good talent to have. Of all the talents to have, that's the best.
Well, Mary gets the point.
That would be my choice.
And let's see where we're at. 1, 2, 3, 4.5 for Loretta. 1, 2, 3, 5 for Mary.
What?
I would like to fill out that application somewhere. What are you good at? What are your skills? I'm very good at being famous. I think I'd be very good at that.
Yeah,
okay. Oh, we have an opening. We have an opening here for a billionaire Instagram star.
All right, we need a tiebreaker. And the tiebreaker celebrity is Drake.
Drake is a singer.
Who's this?
Yeah, he's a singer, but I don't know what he sings.
Just name a song. Somebody name a song.
Ah, Drake.
Who said he's a singer first?
Well, but that means not everyone. What else could he be? You know he's not a movie star.
He could be famous for being famous.
Oh, my God.
Who is that who said he was a singer first?
This has broken my heart.
It was Mary.
I think Mary said it first.
Okay. Oh, I think they've both earned a T-shirt, Kenny.
Okay. But they have to tell us who their favorite grandchild is.
Oh, don't make him do that. They can't.
Oh, boy.
They can't. Just name a name that you've... just say Bruce, because he's not a real grandchild.
What if there is a real grandkid named Bruce?
No one that names their kid Bruce.
Olivia.
That's a fact.
Olivia and Matt named their dog Bruce.
Exactly. I think Bruce is their favorite.
Why didn't you have Lady Gaga in that quiz?
Well, she was in the quiz, but then it turned out that you're both so smart that I thought Lady Gaga was too easy for her.
Well, that's Lady Gaga. I would have chimed in as well. I'm a fan of hers now.
You missed Lady Gaga.
Yeah,
Andy, what's your favorite Lady Gaga song?
Oh, I don't know her songs, but I was very impressed with House of Gucci. I was very impressed with her.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you watch the whole thing, House of Gucci?
Yeah.
It's like 4 hours long.
Yeah, but it seemed like 3.
Wow.
That's how good it was.
It was good, huh?
Yeah, I recommend it.
Oh, I'd actually like to see it.
Well, I see any Ridley Scott movie.
Gotcha. Hey, Mary and Loretta, thank you so much. Can you email or Andy will contact you? To get your address.
Well, wait, no, email Ken.
Okay, yeah, actually email me at ken@wfmu.org.
Your sons know Ken's email because they've
okay,
ken@wfmu.org.
Yeah, your sons will help you. Weren't they great, Ken?
Yeah, they were great. Mary and Loretta were great. Thanks so much. Thanks so much for playing our first installment of Geezer Jeopardy.
Well, thank you for inviting me. Nice.
Maybe in 30 years you can come back and play Dementia Jeopardy with us?
Maybe I'll have a shot then.
Oh,
if my dementia is not quite as kicked in.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mary and Loretta.
You know,
thank you. You
know one of the last things my mother said to me as dementia got worse?
Who are you?
No, I got a lot of that. But when she recognized me, she said, oh, you shaved your head.
Oh, my God.
So that's where we were.
Wow.
Yep.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, I could beat at this game.
I bet you.
But she left us too soon.
Thanks to Jeremiah for putting out the newsletter today, which unfortunately for technical reasons did not get sent out.
Oh, buddy.
But thank you, Jeremiah.
It was a masterpiece, I'm sure.
Thank you, Jeremiah, for being there for us every week.
For putting out the newsletter. And I should thank my wife, Beth, for putting out, period.
For putting out.
Yeah. You're thanking people for putting things out.
Right. It's a different kind of thing.
Oh, okay. There.
3 weeks from tonight, it's the WFMU Marathon.
I'm going to try to make it.
The Soaking of the Breckman.
Yeah.
That's March 9th.
I'll try to make that one.
6:15 p.m.
The next week, we're going to have to reschedule.
No. The following week, Andy will be here on Skype. For the marathon.
I can tell you're mad.
On Skype.
I can tell you're pissed off.
Yeah.
You kept it a secret. No one knew the date.
Everybody
I called like 5 people.
Everybody knew the date.
No. You didn't post it. You never mentioned it.
Coming up next, the best blues program on the radio.
I can tell you're mad.
Weekly World Blues.
I'm really sorry.
Weekly World Blues with Matt Feibach. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in
New
York
City. We'll make it work. We'll make it work long distance.
And Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
Of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
Blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
My heart is in pain and my baby's gone. all my money, let you go down.